Thank you for listening to Anabaptist Perspectives. Back in January, Anabaptist Perspectives released an episode in which our guest spoke about his motivation for working in a dangerous and conflict-plagued region in Iraq. That interview was longer than we prefer our episodes to be, so today we complete the conversation by hearing from Chad about success in God's kingdom.
You know how the churches in North Korea got started?
Oh, wasn't it that he died in the attempt, wasn't it? The first missionary?
If I would have heard about his mission attempt, I would have called it the most miserable fail you ever had. So he gets on this boat and they're going in through and they stay stuck on a sandbar. And anyway, while they're stuck on the sandbar, the North Korean soldiers find him. Well, everyone from the boat is jumping in and swimming to shore, but the North Korean soldiers are standing on the bank shooting everyone as they come up. No one is surviving. The missionary's on the boat. He swims to shore. He comes up. He's holding his Bible. He comes up. North Korean soldier picks up the gun. He said, "Wait, take this." North Korean takes the Bible, shoots the guy. The soldier takes the Bible home. We need paper to wallpaper his wall. So that's what he did with the whole Bible. He took all the pages out and did his whole room, you know, nice, beautiful book. Well, he couldn't read it, but he had a friend that came to his house a while later that could, and he started reading the book, reading all the wallpaper, and through reading all the wallpaper, because that was the Bible, got converted his friend, and they went out and started the church. So was that guy that got shot, was it worth it for him to bring that Bible in?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Definitely.
No kidding. Yeah. When was that? How long ago was that?
I don't know. I just heard the story. I'm not sure exactly the dates and how long everything was.
The church is definitely alive there, you know. But, you know, that's where it's like, we cannot take credit. Like, that missionary, he's the instigator, but it was ultimately God's word and God's power that redeemed that and made that what it was. And maybe for us, we're like, but we can't do these things. No, we can't. But you mix in a little bit of Jesus, and yes, you can. You know, these things are possible.
Let's say, I don't know, someone tried to go in to rescue someone in Mosul and got killed. Mm-hmm. We would probably say it wasn't worth it. You know, he shouldn't have done it.
Well, that happened, yeah.
But I think we got to take it into perspective a little bit of the whole thing of, you know, even if it's someone got killed, it doesn't mean it was worthless.
Yeah.
God needed someone to get the Bible into the country. He succeeded in doing that. God could take care of the rest. I'm sure God could have brought the Bible in too, but God chooses to work through the human beings. So his choice way of working is through me and you and everybody else, if we let him. Now, there is times that he just sends an angel to somebody. Maybe he got tired of waiting on us. I don't know.
You know, because maybe we're not doing our part, you know. Well, kind of like the story of the girl in the village there in Town S, and how she committed suicide by killing herself using kerosene and lighting herself on fire. And the volunteers there were so close to making it to that girl's house, but we didn't have quite enough people. If we had one more person, you know, that could have went to that girl's house, one more lady on our team. And, you know, maybe there was someone here that God was calling, saying, go serve in Iraq, you know. And that person said, no, it's too dangerous, or they didn't answer that call. You know, how would that story ended different? Like, we don't know. That's totally speculation. But God does often choose to work through us. And maybe these terrible things are happening because the church isn't stepping up.
You have been listening to Anabaptist Perspectives. Every Thursday, we release a new episode on YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, Google Play, and Anchor. Also, you can find our blog and more information about us at AnabaptistPerspectives.org.
Thank you for listening to Anabaptist Perspectives. Your listening and sharing this with friends helps more people find our episodes. A special thanks to all of you who support Anabaptist Perspectives financially. We are here because of you. If you haven't had the chance to give yet this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? You can donate on our website or by check. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Anabaptist Perspectives. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and thanks to our donors and partners for making this possible. We publish essays on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We also release these essays in narrated form as their own podcast called Essays for King Jesus.